Good evening. Welcome to the Talk It Out podcast. My name is Neil Bailey Harper, and tonight I am in focus with the act of assumption. And we all should know when we assume. Well, the music I'm listening to comes from Poco, their 1978 song, Crazy Love. Because everything I'm talking about tonight is a little bit crazy. But you know what? It's something we bought on ourselves. Here's the deal. First, the definition of assume. To assume means supposed to be the case. Something is supposed to be the case. This is what we think it should be. There's no proof. There's nothing factual, but that's just supposed to be the case. So when we assume things, a lot of times it's at our own peril. Okay? Here's where I'm going with this. Some of us assume, you know what, every day. There are things we assume every day that are, for lack of a better term, righteous to assume. You come to a four stop sign intersection. No lights, just stop signs. You assume the person who gets there first has the right of way. But four total strangers in four different cars who've never met probably before have to all assume the same thing. That the person who got there first has the power, the right of way to go their way first. And then accordingly, that's an everyday assumption that we take for granted. And there's a lot of everyday assumptions we probably take for granted. As a man, if you open the door for a lady, you assume she might say thank you. Doesn't always happen, but that's an assumption we take for granted. We do this in a lot of different instances every single day. You hang up, get finished a conversation with someone on the phone. You say, okay, nice talking to you, see you later, or goodbye. If you don't say that, you just say, okay, you hang up, they assume you forgot to say goodbye. Daily assumptions we do a lot. But here's something that our society does that, to me, is one big giant loophole. We assume things that we shouldn't leave to chance. Okay, just that simple. There's too many things I think we assume that we shouldn't leave to chance. And that's why I say it's crazy. Okay, this next song. I'm dealing with crazy themes tonight, but it's funny. Most of the crazy stuff I find are all love songs. Yeah. This is Paul Davis. His 1977 first single he had. Classic love song.
Which one?
It's I Go Crazy. And when you assume all of these things, you can go crazy. Because it's not fact. It's just assumptions. Okay, here's the main thing. I look for job descriptions. You know, we all go to work when we go to work, whatever work we do, whether it's even working for ourselves. There is a job description for every job we do. Because if you're going to be paid to do something professionally, no one's going to assume you know what they want unless that's your verbal or written agreement. So, anybody who's worked professionally has probably seen their job description for any job imaginable. But here's the funny thing about America. Do you know what the job description is to be president? Do you know if there's a job description to be president? Did we all at some point assume? Well, I'll speak for myself. I probably assumed that there was some type of written job description you have to become president of the United States. I believe in the Congress you have a written job description. In the Senate there's a written job description. You know what the qualifications are to become president of the United States of America. Here's the qualifications. You have to be at least 35 years old. You have to be a nationalized, born in American, USA citizen. You have to have lived in the United States for at least 14 years. That's it. That's all. That is the list. So think about that. The most powerful job in the world. The most powerful job in the free world. You only have to be at least 35. Be a nationalized citizen or be a born and raised United States of American citizen and lived in the United States for 14 years. You can assume anything else you want. And I think that's the breakdown we have a lot. I think a lot of times we get into conversations about politics, or we get into conversations about not just 45, but 44, 43, 42, all of these presidents, and we assume when we see stuff that's offline, that doesn't make any sense, that's irresponsible, that's just fucking crazy, we assume they're not following the job description. I assume they weren't following the job description. I assumed wrong. So if I'm in a debate or a discussion or an argument with someone else about what somebody's doing, what 45 might be doing, it could be a young person, it doesn't matter what color you are, we could be debating about it, but everything is allowable just about because there's no job description that says a lot of things that can't be done. It's not in the job description. Do we expect all presidents before they run to show their taxes? Yes, we do. But you know what? It's not in the job description. Do we expect the presidents to be a leader? Yes, that would be very nice. But it's not in your job description. We assume that all presidents like to read and would be very attentive to their posts. Yeah, we can assume that. But it's not in the job description. There is no educational level that we require a president to have. There really isn't. You can be a high school graduate and have the most important job in the land as long as you were born here, are at least 35 years old, and lived here for 14 years in a row. Think about that. That's all it takes to run the United States of America. Oh, yeah, that plus the fact that you have to have. I wouldn't even say, here's the other thing. You don't even have to have the majority of the people in the country voting for you to win. You don't. You just need to win the Electoral College. So, lots of times I'm getting in debates about this president, or I have thoughts about this president, and I say to myself, wow, you know, other presidents didn't do this. And it's, I'm not the only one that says that, but that's true. Other presidents didn't do it. But we're half crazy thinking that everybody will. We're half crazy thinking that this should automatically happen. This is Music Soul Child. The song is Half Crazy from 2003. We're half crazy thinking that this is the way it should be. We assume too much. That's my point. We just assume too much. You know, I was watching, I've been doing this thing when I see, watch TV sometimes and look at commercials. And usually it's late at night. And in this country, pharmaceuticals, the biggest drug dealers are the pharmaceutical companies. We assume they're doing good. No, they're not. They're not all doing good. They're killing people and they're making money doing it. That's just the plain truth in it. And if you look at some of these commercials, you assume that everything they're trying to sell you out of the maybe 170 different commercials on over-the-air television about pharmaceuticals, and the 70 different products have about 180 commercials or something to that nature. But the thing is, I actually took out my clock, my stopwatch. And I found four, well, it's the only four I saw. I saw something for Trulicity, Ozempic, Prezolia, and Eliquis. Here's the deal. Each one of these commercials are 60 seconds long, okay? Well, Ozempic was in a 90-second commercial. In that 90-second commercial, the first 37 seconds tell you what it would do to help you. The other 53 seconds tell you what it would do to harm or kill you. Prezolia, I believe it's pronounced. The 60-second commercial, the first 21 sections. Now, this is for the reduced risk of fractures. So the first 21 seconds tell you how they can prevent that. The last 37 seconds of that commercial tell you all the things that can go wrong. Eliquis, the first 23 seconds tell you how Eliquis will help you. The last 36 seconds warn you of how Eliquis can do everything and possibly kill you if you take it the wrong way. So all of these things we assume are supposed to do us good can end up killing us. That's why these commercials always, the balance of the commercial is in legal talk and warnings. Because that's how they sell it. That's what they have to agree to put it on the air. But if you ever listen, they never change the tone. They never change the nice pictures, the warm smiles of the people. They never look sick. But every commercial you watch, the majority of them tell you how it's going to hurt you more than it will help you. Assuming will hurt you more than it's going to help you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. In relationships, with family, you know, I mean, those of us who are parents, I remember saying to myself, when having sons, you can't assume they know what to do. Why would I assume they know what to do unless someone tells them? See, the thing is, when you're told and you agree on the conduct of how you handle things, then you're accountable for them. Then you become accountable. If you can't agree on the conduct, or you can't agree on what it is you're being told to do, then you're just assuming. Sometimes I think we assume things because we don't want to be bothered with it. We just hope it works out okay. But we can't do that with our livelihoods. We can't do that with the people who are running this country. We can't just assume that they will do the job because they say they want to do the job. We just can't assume that they're educated enough to handle the job because that's their job. That's the job they apply for. But that's what we allow. I don't know why.
It takes a long time to get here.
But that's what we allow. This is crazy, y'all. And this is crazy too. This is Javier Colon, who, I used to watch, I don't know which one of these vocal shows, the singing things, where he came up 4 years ago as a contestant. I'm like, this guy can sing. This is crazy from his debut album in 2002. He can sing better than everybody on the panel. And he won, of course, but I don't know where he's disappeared since then again. but it's Javier, the song is crazy. So this whole concept of us assuming all of the things that are important to us just don't make much sense. We elect people in office and we assume they're going there to do the work of our city or our state. Well, if it's a mayor of your city, he might be traveling around in the country or on other parts of the world. If it's a senator or a congressman, they're probably spending half their time trying to raise money for the next time they run. We can't just assume that they spend all day doing the work of the people who elected them, or even half of the day doing the work of the people that elected them. They're doing the work of the people who paid for them to get into office. We can't assume this system is just because there's financial incentives for everything in the United States of America. And everybody likes money. Some of us like it a whole lot more than others, which can be good and bad, but everybody likes to get paid. So all the conversations I would have about 45 and some of the things I see that make absolutely no sense and some of the things that he's never been held accountable for, what can I say? Look at the job description. Yeah, every president since Nixon has probably shown us his taxes, but we assume they all will. He doesn't. Everybody has been in government before, so we assume they are comfortable and can be more comfortable or looking forward to all the wheels of government maintaining the strong democracy. We assume that, but he's not trying to do that. We assume that a leader will try to bring us together. We assume wrong on that too. No one in this country, whether you're for or against the current president, can tell me that he's doing his best or has done anything to bring the United States of America together as the United States of America. So we have to get out of the mindset of assuming people who say they want to do good will do good. We got to hold them accountable. In relationships, I don't want to assume that the people who care for me, yes, I do. I take that back. I do want to assume in relationships the people who care for me will. But sometimes I need more than assumptions. I need behaviors. I need actions. I need connections. And I think you do too. So I now recalibrated all these conversations I'm having about things I see that aren't being done. And if you can't change it presently, you can change the near future. We don't need to assume we're going to be okay. We don't need to assume we're going to work our way out of this. We don't need to assume the people who love us will love us. We need to be sure. We need to take steps. Talk to me. I'll talk to you. This is the Talk It Out podcast. When we assume, y'all, you know what that means. Have a good day, everybody. Talk to you soon.